Hello.
Hi, is Karen in?
This is her.
Hey, Karen, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. Actually trying to follow up on your web registration that we had over here. Did you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, I could.
Okay, perfect. Just a couple quick questions here to get things started. What's the name of the business that you are with?
It's my own business. It's K&R Bread Distribution.
Okay. And
LLC.
LLC. Okay.
Yes.
And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And how long have you been in business over there?
In December, it'll be 2 years.
Okay, nice. All right. And it looks like on your web registration, it looked like you were interested in both the working capital side of things as well as the equipment financing. Was that the case?
Yes. Mainly the equipment.
Okay.
Thinking about getting...
Okay, yeah. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll point you in the right direction to see what makes the most sense.
Okay. Well, see, I was trying to get a loan, to pay off my taxes, and then also to get me a better trailer than what I'm driving right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I've got to pay off some taxes, and then we're still looking for to upgrade a trailer.
Yes.
Okay. So let's handle both of those kind of individually at first and see what we're working with here.
Okay.
For the taxes, how much were you looking for there?
Well, see, my taxes aren't much. They're only $500.
Okay.
It's $500 I got to pay off. Yeah. And then the trailer, I think the trailer's like, I'm not sure. Like, if I were to upgrade, because I'm driving a smaller trailer, I need a bigger one. I think it's like $800. Maybe around $800,
because
I paid about $500 for this one.
Okay. So about $8,000?
Around there, yeah, I think.
Okay. All right. And did you have a particular trailer picked out, or do you know you just need to go bigger?
I just need to go bigger. I haven't looked for anything. I know I need to go bigger.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. And do you currently work with, is it just one trailer that you're working with now?
Yeah, I pulled my expedition with the trailer. That's it. Yep.
Okay. Nice. All right. Okay, so a couple qualifying questions to see where we'll fall in here. What do you do for your gross annual sales, like the top line revenue?
Like, how much did I make for the year?
How much are your total sales for the year?
I left my papers at home. I can't even remember what it was this year. It was,
a ballpark could work, just to give me an idea.
I think I remember it was like, they put something like my sales were 300 and something thousand, I think.
Okay.
But that was like after deductions of... That was before deductions of, like, different things or whatever.
Okay, that was before. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we go off that top line. So before any deductions or anything like that, we take that total. And usually we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of that. So if you were around 300, you'd be looking at about 30,000 available to you. Now, you don't need to take the full 30 if you don't need it. You can take, you know, any amount up to that. Now... How does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I think last time I looked at my credit, it was like 615 or 618.
Okay.
It was like a couple of months ago. I don't know what it is now.
Okay. All right. That puts us right in position that, you know, you're going to be eligible for the programs for the 10 to 15%. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay, so the way that these typically work, you know, they're based on your sales, so that's the number one factor. Credit is going to be a smaller factor, but primarily based on sales. Usually 10% of the top line, so of the 300, you're looking at about 30,000. They're typically shorter-term loans. They can range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And kind of the process is similar to the amount. We'll get you qualified for the longest term possible, and then from there you can choose, you know, anything up to that term. So if we qualify you for 2 years, you can choose anything from 3 months up to 2 years for it. And then we can give you a couple different options for, you know, what your payback would look like matched up with each individual term.
Okay.
Now, do you currently have like a business line of credit or anything like that that you're working with?
A business line of credit? No.
Okay.
Like a business loan anywhere? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, no, mainly just a line of credit. Just wondering, you know, if that was an option that you'd be able to consider, you know, looking for the trailer. Okay, no problem. And then how about, do you have any idea what type of vendor you'd be purchasing the trailer from?
No. I haven't even looked for, like I said, I haven't even looked into a trailer yet. I mean, a different one.
Uh-huh.
Because the one I have ain't worth the crap. I have a Continental Cargo, but, like, it isn't, they didn't build it very good.
Sure. So you're just looking for something better, really.
Yes.
So you're kind of open, but you know it's going to be better than what you got right now.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, you know, from the sounds of it, it seems like the working capital side of things is probably the way that we'd be able to go on this. And kind of the benefit of that, it's going to be unsecured cash that's deposited directly into your business checking account. So from there, you're able to spend it however you want. So you can use a portion of it to pay those taxes, and you can use a portion of it to buy the trailer. And because it's going to be unsecured cash, you're really left, it's up to you. You can purchase from anywhere you'd like. It's, you know, just cash in your account that you can use. Now, any idea how soon you were looking to get the funds in place?
Within the next month or...
Okay, because, I mean, we can move pretty quickly. I mean, depending on, you know, if we can get everything together, it usually takes, you know, 3 days for the whole process to go through. So, you know, it could be made available as soon as you need it. Now, to get an actual approval, the process is fairly simple. All I need from you is a one-page application and then 6 months of your recent business bank statements, as well as the most recent tax return that you have.
Okay.
Now, do you have 2015 finished for the taxes?
I already did my taxes, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What is a good email address I can send you the application and then that short list of what I would need?
It's Karen Ramirez, 733@gmail.com.
733@gmail.com, okay. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put together an email right now. It'll have the application, that list, and then you'll have all of my contact information too. My name's Sam, so if you have any questions while you're getting it all together, you can call me, you can email me, and I'll get right back to you pretty easily.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions for me about, you know, the programs or the process going forward before you let me know?
How much is the, like, the annual percentage rate, like, the interest rate?
Sure. So with the working capital, there's actually not going to be an APR. Instead, it's going to be a fixed cost. So if you, what we'll do, we'll get you approved for the total amount. Then you decide how much you want to borrow. Let's say we're looking at, I don't know, you know, 15,000. Say that's what you decide you want to go for. In that case, we would tell you you're borrowing 15,000, and then depending on what you qualify for, we're going to give you a fixed amount that you're paying back. So we'll say, like, you borrow 15,000, you're going to pay back 17,000. And then that would be evenly distributed among, like, throughout the term. So you would also choose your term. So if you want to do 6 months or if you want to do, you know, 18 months, that same amount, you'll still be paying back 17,000, but it'll change, you know, the time period that you're paying it back. So that's why we don't put an APR, because that would change the APR depending on the time.
Okay.
So what we'll do basically is we'll get you an approval, and then give you a few different terms to choose from and give you the total payback for each of those terms, and you can choose which one fits best for you. So once we get the application and the bank statements, we take a look at kind of the cash flow of the business, then we're able to give you hard numbers on exactly what you qualify for.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Anything else? You know, any questions I can help you with right now?
No, that was it.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I'll send you the email right now. And, you know, as soon as you get that stuff back to me, we can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Karen.
Bye.